Now, back in March, adventurer Lindsay Bell left London in the hope of becoming the first person on record to navigate the British coastline entirely on foot, hoping to land herself in the Guinness Book of World Records and raising money and awareness for mental health charity Mind. Last time Carrie and I spoke to Lindsay, she was totally by coincidence in one of our absolute favourite spots in Scotland.
The west coast of Scotland.
Oh, it was just to hear her describe it, it was so evocative.
It was great.
It's time to check out our wellness warrior. Let's see where she is now. Lindsay!
Good morning. Where are you? Are you there? Where are you?
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
We've got you.
Hey.
We thought we'd lost you for a minute. So last time, like David said, west coast of Scotland, you were on about, I think, about 4,000 miles at that point. Where are you?
I was.
And that was ages ago, right? Where are you now?
Yeah. Now, I'm now in Yorkshire in a beautiful bay called Runswick Bay.
Nice.
Yes, that's where I am today on day 261 of through hiking clockwise around Great Britain.
Wowza.
Hello,
wowza. So day 261, but how many miles are you now? Because like I said, you were 4,000 last time.
I'm now at 5,334 miles, which is the equivalent of 204 marathons.
Just to give you
some idea of how my legs are now feeling.
Now, Lindsay, yeah, they must be like solid muscle. Lindsay, with our listeners may not have heard your journey before. So tell us, why are you doing this? And what is, and how long, like when are you, I feel like you've been on the show for a whole year. Well, you have.
Yeah.
It's going to be, when are you finishing? Yes.
So I started on the 1st of March and I'm going clockwise all the way around Great Britain. The rules are that I can't take any ferries, so this is completely and utterly on foot.
Wow.
I'm now in Yorkshire and I will end back in Greenwich on day 298 on the 23rd of December. No, it's not. I'll be back here home for Christmas.
23rd of December.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were you expecting? Were you expecting to be back that soon?
I applied for the Guinness World Records, and that was to do that in 312 days.
Yes.
Whereas I've managed to get 8 days ahead, so I will now do it in 298 days.
Yeah, I love that. We're obsessed with Guinness World Records on this show. We had the guy that's the CEO of it on the show like a couple of weeks ago. So are you arriving on a Saturday? When are you arriving back? We need to talk to you.
I've lost
our show.
Oh yes, please.
We're booking you in now.
Yeah, we want you on.
Right? You need to be here.
I have no idea what day it is of the week. I've lost track of that. Everything has become day 261, day 262,
day 200. And Lindsay, do you literally just walk every day or are you doing other stuff?
I have rest days. So I have three rest days a month.
A month?
Where I literally practice the horizontal position. That is it. I don't move. I stay very, very, very still. And at this point, my body says, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, Lindsay. I love you. Thank you.
Have you noticed, like, you must be listening to your body in a totally different way doing this.
Very. Yeah.
And what are you noticing?
It talks to me every day.
Yeah.
Strengths-wise, I mean, I spoke to you guys about this last time, that I think I was in my fifth gear, where my mind and body, its strength is evolving and growing every single day. I'm now in my seventh gear where, I mean, I've just completed a 48-miler. In one day, which is my own personal best.
That's insane.
Then I've done a 38-miler. Yesterday was a 32-miler. So
does your body, but your bones,
how...
your bones must be feeling.
Your bones, love.
Right?
Your,
and your
bones.
Feet.
Your bones.
Yeah. What does that feel like?
Yeah. Have you changed shape?
Physically, what's happening?
I have changed shape. Yeah. Everything's become a lot more solid.
Yeah.
My butt could probably crack some Christmas nuts this Christmas.
And what about your feet? How are, like, the bones? Like, I'm just thinking about all the kind of injuries that one can get.
Well, my feet are great because I'm lathering them in Vaseline.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've lost a toenail. And I did say they're not the most attractive things to look at.
Yeah.
But they are, I mean, they're like cave women feet now. They are so solid.
They've got you through. They've served you.
And they'd win.
Oh.
Yes, they do. I kiss my feet as well. It is strange, but I do kiss my... I thank my body every morning.
I love
that. That's fantastic.
I love that. We all need to do a bit of that. And this is, of course, for mind. Tell us, are you raising money as you go? Have you got the total that you wanted at this point?
So we're now at just over 10,000. We're at 10,300. But the aspiration is to get to 26,000 because to me that represents a marathon which I will be doing. It's an estimated 276 of these bad boys in total.
Crazy. So if people want to help you boost that total up to the 26, and how can they do that? How can they do that?
Please, if you go on to lindsaywalks.com, that's LINZIWalks.com, on every single page of my website, there is a donate now button. Click that and that will take you to the Just Giving page where you can donate £1 or more. £1, if we all did that in this country, we would raise over £670 million. So, yeah.
Well, we know from Children in Need last night, people are so super kind. They can pull it out the bag when they want to. Lindsay, thank you so, so much for being with us on the show. It's always an absolute delight to chat to you.